started shooting at them, down there, bushwhackers or whatever you call them. And he got out of the car and told them, said, "We're Americans." But they didn't know what he was saying. They just machine gunned him down, just riddled him. And the fellow that left with him from Siloam here, well, they killed the interpreter, too, out there in the car. And they shot this old boy that left with him down there. He's a young black man. One bullet went through there and cut at the end of his appendix off.
Yeah.
And the other went through his entrails, and he just slumped over there like a dead man. And they thought he was dead, and they stole his wristwatch off of him and everything he could get a hold of, and thought he had him dead. And by golly, he's down there today to tell the story.
Yeah, he's a lucky
man. I talked
to
him. Yes, sir, I talked to him.
He's a mighty lucky man.
But that boy, that man, called Omar F. He was a fine man. He's a well-educated man. And he was going to take pictures in India, and for some big firm, you know, or something. And boy, he just got machine gunned down. His widow lives down here in Siloam now. Oh, we're well acquainted with him.
Well, who is the head of the county government here? Who's head of the court?
You mean, well, that'd be the judge. The judge would be the main fellow, you know, to judge the lawsuits or trials or anything like that.
And, let's see, I met Dahl yesterday in Mr. Porter's office. What did you say she is? What does she do there?
She works there for Quince. Her name is Woods.
Woods.
Very nice.
I can't remember her last name.
Very nice young woman. Yeah, I know where she lives, right back over here.
Mm-hmm. She takes dictation and types and does things like that? Well, what is her title?
You mean...
what do you call a person who does those things?
You'd be a stenographer.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
That's all I'd say. And I guess that'd be what you'd call it.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, we'd say, "I'm not a Canadian and I'm not a Mexican, I'm an
American."
It's pleasant to say that, isn't
it? Yeah, it sure is.
And we mentioned the integration problem. Now, what do you call the black people?
Well, we always just call them Negroes. Some people call them colored people, but that's the way we always call them, Negroes. But I think some people, it's too hard on the Negroes. They use them now for help, you know. They use them in restaurants, they use them in hotels, they use them on the trains, they use them here and there. And yet, I don't know, now the boys goes right to Army and fights right along beside of our boys. I don't think we should be so hard on them, just cause they're colored black. There's some awful mean niggers, but listen, boy, there's some awful mean white people.
Well, you bet.
They ain't no question about it.
I met some...
They executed a white boy last night somewhere or another.
I read about that.
He killed a woman out here, I believe it was in Tulsa here, one or two or three years ago. I don't know this when, but they just executed him last night. I'll tell you, we had a funny thing happen when I was a young man. I had done a lot of jury work when I was a young man over here in our county. First case I sat on, I didn't know if I could sit on a capital punishment. And there was another man there about my age, had two children, and I had two children. This other old boy, he wasn't going to sit under no consideration. The judge, the lawyer said to him, says, "Do you have a family?" Says, "Yes, I have a wife and two children." And says, "Well, while you're over here on this jury, if somebody'd come along and rape your wife and kill your two children," says, "wouldn't you be in favor of executing him?" Says, "I would not." The judge says, "You go down." I didn't know we had a man like that in this country. That knocked it all out of me.